The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 6, text number 28, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on April 13th, 2008, in Skopje, Macedonia.
So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 6, text number 28.
Znači večera ki čitamo Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 6. poglavlje, strofa 28.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Bhagavate
Yunjanevam sadatmanam Yogi vigata kalmasha
Yogi vigata kalmasha
Sukena brahma samsparsham
Sukena brahma samsparsham
Adyantam sukamashnute
Adyantam sukamashnute.
Thus, the self-controlled yogi, constantly engaged in yoga practice, becomes free from all material contamination and achieves the highest stage of perfect happiness in transcendental loving service to the Lord. Purport. Self-realization means knowing one's constitutional position in relationship to the Supreme. The individual soul is part and parcel of the Supreme, and his position is to render transcendental service to the Lord. This transcendental contact with the Supreme is called Brahma Sansparsha.
Prevod.
Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Burijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. So, what does the yogi achieve?
I što dostignula yogita?
The yogi achieves great transcendental happiness.
Той достигнува голема трансцендентална среќа.
How does he do that?
Како му успева тоа?
By engaging in transcendental loving service to the Lord.
Затоа што го служи Господа на трансцендентален начин и со љубов.
So, would you like to taste great transcendental happiness?
И дали би сакале да вкусите голема трансцендентална среќа?
Nothing is stopping you.
Ништо не ви пречи.
All you have to do is fully absorb yourself in the transcendental loving service of the Lord.
Се што треба да направите е потполно да се обземете со transcendentalno služenje na gospodu.
And you will taste great transcendental happiness at every minute.
I na svakoj minuti ćete vkusovati golema transcendentalno sveta.
Nobody can restrict you.
Niko ne može da ga ograniči.
Your family members cannot restrict you.
Članovite našto semestvo ne može da ga ograničati.
Your government cannot restrict you.
Nitu vladata.
Your material body cannot restrict you.
Materijalno telo ne može da vas spreči.
If you are strong, even your material mind cannot restrict you.
Ako ste silni, dovoljno i materijalno tum ne može da vas spreči.
The devotee is the master over his mind.
Bhaktata vladaje sa svojot um.
He does not allow his mind to dictate to him.
Te ne dozvolila umot da mu diktira što će praviti.
He tells his mind who is boss.
Kažu vam umot ko je glavan.
This is the method given by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. To teach your mind who is the boss.
Da ga naučite umot ko je glavan.
He said in the morning when you get up, you beat your mind with shoes 100 times.
Znači na utro koje postanete, stepajte ga umot so čevel 100 pati.
And in the evening you go to the broom closet.
A na večer otidete vo kupatilo.
And you get one thick broom.
A otidete zemete od ormanot zemete stap debel.
And you beat your mind with shoes again. With broom this time. 100 times.
Su stap od stopati I stepajte vo.
So if you can't show your mind who is the boss.
Ako može da mu pokažete na umot ko je glavan.
Your mind will never get the best of you.
Umot nikoš ne može, nema da može da vas ovlada.
You'll never be defeated by your mind.
Nikoš nema da pobedi.
You see, there's always a competition going on between the self and the mind.
Znači umot I jastvoto postojano se nadprevaruva.
Who will come out on top?
Koji će preovlade?
For materialists, the mind is always in control.
Materialistite umot sjekogaš drži kontrolat.
And for a great transcendentalist, the self is always in control. And for the neophyte devotee, it's always going back and forth, back and forth. So the more you can bring your mind under control, that is your advancement in Krishna consciousness. This sixth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita specifically talks about controlling your mind. Because this is the actual business of the yogis. It may appear that their business is to control their body. You see, hatha yoga. They stand on their head. They did the pranayama.
Završile pranayama.
They make their body like a pretzel.
Pretzel means?
You know that pretzel?
Perek. Ono pravile telo kao perek.
You see. But the real purpose of hatha yoga is to control the mind.
No, istinskata cel na hatha yoga je da se vladaje sa umom.
Because the mind is sitting on the life airs.
Vidite, umot počiva na životniot zdiv.
And when the life airs are brought completely under control, then the mind becomes stable. So that's a very difficult process. They have a system called Kumbhaka Yoga. Where you offer your exhalation into your inhalation. And in this way, you bring your breathing to a complete stop. You don't breathe anymore. So don't try to imitate that. It's a very difficult process. But the master Kumbhaka Yogi, see, he can gradually bring his mind under control. Yata dipa nivatasto nengate sobamaspita yogino yachitittasya yunjito yogamatmanaha. As a lamp in a windless place does not waver.
kako što sjećate na mjestu kada što nema vetar, ne se
the mind of the transcendent, the mind, the controlled mind of the transcendentalist, you see, it remains always fixed on the transcendent self.
Tak umot na transcendentalistice koje su sredotočen na jastuto.
So that is a mechanical system of regulating the movement of life airs within the body.
To je mehanički sistem vodenja su odviženjeta na životnjac zdiv vo telotu.
That's not easy when you have to get up on Monday morning and go to work, you know. How do you keep your incoming breath merged into your, how do you keep your outgoing breath merged into your incoming breath when you're at work?
To nije lesno koga ponedelnik na utro idete na rabota, kako ke go kontrolirate zdivot izdivot.
Yeah, in practical
balance.
But the Bhakti Yoga system, you see, it is a superior system.
No, Bhakti Yoga systemot je superioren.
When you fall in love with somebody, all you can do is think about him, you see. When you wake up in the morning, all you can think about is my beloved. How is she today?
When you're
in love, all you can do is think of your beloved 24 hours. As soon as you see a beautiful flower, you think, oh, I can offer it to my beloved. Don't hold your knees in front of the deities. Nectar devotion says not to. Mm-hmm. Nectar devotion. Not a whole, like, in front of the deities, we sit and sit like this. So, the point is this. If you can fall in love with God, then you'll always think of God naturally. If you see a beautiful flower, you think, oh, I can offer this to Krishna, I can offer this to
Gornitai.
If you're in the marketplace, you see, oh, there's a very nice mango for sale. Let me buy this for
Krishna.
In other words, everything becomes centered around Krishna. Every thought that goes through your mind, every word that comes out of your mouth, even everything you do with your body, it becomes for
Krishna.
This is the highest level of happiness. The yogis with great endeavor, they achieve Paramatma realization. But the bhaktas, they go even higher to Bhagavan realization, Krishna consciousness. So here we have a society. ISKCON. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We are teaching you something more valuable than all the wealth in the world combined. If you had 30 trillion euros, it would not compare to the wealth of Krishna consciousness. So we are teaching you this art known as Krishna consciousness. We guarantee you, if you will seriously take this practice of Krishna consciousness up, your life will become completely free of anxiety. You can stay in your present situation. If you're a lawyer, you can remain lawyer. If you're a dentist, you can remain dentist.
Ако сте завар, може да останете завар.
If you're a school teacher, you remain a school teacher.
Ако сте наставник, може да останете наставник.
You can remain in your present position, but you simply add Krishna to your life.
Може да останете во својата постојана положба, но само треба да дадете Кришна на својот живот.
We absolutely guarantee you, you'll become one of the happiest people on this entire planet.
И апсолутно гарантираме дека ќе станете еден од најсретните на оваа планета.
All you have to do is add Krishna to the recipe of your life.
Mm-hmm.
If you try to bake a cake,
ako sakate da ispečete neki kolač,
and you have all the ingredients available.
I imate sve sastojke koje treba.
You put the sugar in, the flour,
stavite
the butter,
brašno, šeker, puter,
little pinch of salt,
malo sol,
the sugar, the vanilla,
šeker, vanila.
But you leave out the baking powder.
Ok, zostavite prašak za pecivo.
Your cake will go nowhere, just sit in the bottom of the pan.
Znači, kolačet nema da narasne, će ostane dolu na...
So you can have everything in your life, you see. You can have all ingredients for a happy life.
I tako možete imate sve u životu, svi te sastojke za srećan život.
You can have money.
Možete imate pare.
You can have power.
Možete imate moć.
You can have fame.
Možete imate i slavu.
You can have good health.
Dobro zdravlje.
You can have loving family members.
Članovi na semejstvu koji vas sakat.
You can have fantastic friends.
Možete imate izvanredni prijatelji.
You can have everything, but if you don't have Krishna, it won't go anywhere.
Možete imate sve, ako ga nemate Krishna, to nikada nema da ga odvede.
So whatever you do, do not forget Krishna.
Tako što je da pravite, nemojte da zaboravite Krishna.
Now you may say, now this sounds like some kind of religion, I mean.
I sam može da kaže, to zvuči kao nekakva religija.
I've heard enough preachers trying to cram their religion down my throat. No, thank you. I don't want this Krishna.
Ja sam slušao dovoljno propovednici koji su veduva da mi je butnat svoja religija u grlo, da mi je nabutat. Fala, nije mi trebalo i Krishna.
But we are not trying to push some religion on you. Don't misunderstand.
Nemojte pogrešno razumjeti, nije se veduva me da je propovedamo nekakva religija.
We are teaching you a science of how you, the individual living entity, can connect with your original source.
I nudime nauka za to kako vije osobenoto živo suštestvo može da se povrzete so probitnijat izvor.
In other words, did you come out of nowhere?
Svi ga zboraju, da li od nikada ne vlagat?
Yes. Where, what is the source of your existence?
Koje izvorište to na vašto postojenje?
You may say, well, my mother and father wanted to have a kid, so here I am.
Može da kažete, tatko mi, majka mi saka deca i jete na mene.
But you have to understand there's the self is actually non-material. The material body is just a covering, that's all. It's the garment, like this chadar, see? I can put my chadar on. I can take my chadar off. But I'm still me. So I can have this body on. Or I cannot have this body on. But I'm still me. You understand? You have nothing to do with your body any more than I have something to do with this chadar. So, the first point you have to understand is that you're not your material body. And then you can understand that you the self are a non-material entity, spiritual. And then you can't say I exist because my mother and father wanted to have a baby. Then you have to go deeper to understand the origin of your existence. You are an individual self, that is the thing. You are coming from the Supreme Self. The Supreme Self, this light, this light bulb, here is emanating so much light. So the Supreme Self is emanating all the individual selves from him, just like rays of light. So that's who you are. You're a ray of the Supreme Person. He's shining you from himself. That is who you actually are. So the self-realization system, the science of bhakti we are teaching you,
Sistemot na samopoznanje ili bhakti za koje je poučuvame
reconnects you with your origin.
Odnovo je povrzuo sa vašijot izvor.
Just like this light bulb,
Какова е светлука?
If there is energy vibrating or coming out of it.
Доколку има енергија која излегува од неа.
It is the what is the origin for the electrical energy which is lighting up that bulb?
Кој е изворот на електричната енергија која осветлува светлука?
Somewhere here in town you have a powerhouse, is it?
Некаде овде во градот имате електрана.
It's making that the electrical energy is making that light bulb become luminous.
Таа електрана создава електричната енергија и светлуката сјае.
So if that light bulb is disconnected from the powerhouse, it has no illumination.
Ако светлуката не е поврзана со електраната, од неа нема светлина.
But when it is connected, it makes a very nice light.
Кога е поврзана, тогаш дава убава светлина.
So in the same way, if you are connected with the power, the ultimate powerhouse.
На ист начин, ако сте вие поврзани со врховната електрана,
you become luminous, you become illuminated.
Станувате осветлени.
You will be what is called spiritually enlightened.
Станете оно што се нарекува духовно просветлени.
You will feel how you are not your body.
Ќе почувствувате дека не сте тоа тело.
You will feel how you are eternal.
Почувствувате дека сте вечни.
You will have so much knowledge and understanding of everything, of reality.
Имате многу знаење и разбирање за се, за стварност.
And you just be overflowing with so much bliss, you can just spew it in all directions wherever you go.
И ќе има толку блаженство во вас што може да го разделите на секаде каде што ќе одите.
In fact, you become a walking, talking bliss volcano.
Вие зборувате дека станете вулкан од блаженство кој оди и зборува.
All you have to do is reconnect with your source, you see.
Сега треба да направите одново да се поврзете со својот извор.
You have to be you have to be in sync. You know that term? It means to be synchronized.
Мора да сте синхронизирани.
You have to be in sync with the Supreme. Synchronized with the Supreme.
Мора да сте синхронизирани со Всевишниот.
That's all you have to do.
Само тоа треба.
It's a state of being in harmony with God.
Тоа е состојба на рамнотежа со Бога.
Right now we are suffering because we are not in harmony with God.
Сега страдаме затоа што не сме во рамнотежа со Бога.
But if we can learn how to be in harmony with God,
ако научиме како да бидеме во рамнотежа со Бога,
then we will taste the same happiness that God Himself is tasting at every minute in His transcendental pastimes.
Тогаш ќе вкусиме истата среќа која Бог ја вкусува секој миг во својот.
You may say, no, come on, that's not possible.
Може да кажете не, тоа не е можно.
That you could enjoy on the same level with God, I don't believe it.
Можеш да уживаш на исто ниво како и Бог, јас не верувам.
But the great sages have confirmed it.
Но големите мудреци го потврдиле тоа.
Because they are tasting it.
Затоа што тие всушност го вкусуваат.
And if we will follow in their footsteps.
И ако ги следиме нивните стапки.
You know what? We will taste it also.
И ние ќе го вкусиме.
This is not something simply written in books.
Тоа не е нешто што е просто напишано во книги.
You can live the Bhagavatam and the Gita at every minute.
Можете да ги живеете Бхагаватам и Гита во секој миг.
Саанеша, what is that? One who sees me in everything and sees everything in me. Sarvam, what is it? Yomang, yes. Yomang pashati sarvatra sarvam chamai pashati tashaham na pranashami satchamena pranashati. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, text
30.
For one who sees everything in me and sees me everywhere, I'm never lost.
За него никогаш не сум изгубен.
Nor is he ever lost to me.
И тупа тоа е за мене никогаш изгубен.
So if you will follow the instructions of a bona fide spiritual master,
следите упатствата на веродостоен духовен учител,
you can taste the nectar of Krishna prema at every minute.
Може да вкусите нектарот на Кришна према во секој миг.
You simply have to tune in your consciousness to Krishna.
Мора само да настроите својата свест за Кришна.
Just like when you turn on the radio, don't you adjust the tuner so you can be on the station?
како кога ќе го вклучите радиото, нели го штувате приемникот за да фатите станицата.
If you're not on the channel, you get a bunch of static, isn't it?
Ако не сте на каналот, тогаш имате шум.
So we're getting a bunch of static right now.
Сега ние слушаме шум, многу шум.
Instead of being ecstatic, we are getting a bunch of static. What is that static? What is that static?
Што е тој шум?
Birth.
Раење.
Death.
Смрт.
Old age.
Старост.
Disease.
Болест.
Income tax.
Данок.
Traffic jams. You know.
Сорокајна гужва.
You name it. You know all the problems we're facing every day.
It's not to see the problem.
Cold weather, you know. Hot weather. Mosquitoes, you know. The list goes on and on and on and on. So all you have to do is learn from a bona fide spiritual master how to tune your consciousness in perfectly to Krishna.
Се треба да направите да научите вредостојен духовен учител како да наштуваме.
All you have to do is fine tune your consciousness to get all the static out.
За Кришна да наштувате да нема шум.
And all that static is gone.
Тоа што шумот ќе исчезне.
You become unbelievably, totally ecstatic.
Тоа што вие станете неверојатно и целосно екстатични.
This is the Hare Krishna movement is the ecstasy movement.
Движението Хари Кришна е движение на занес, екстази.
Prabhupada was told by one priest, he says, Swamiji, how is it that all of your disciples are so bright-faced?
Еден свещеник го праша Prabhupada, Swamiji, како тоа твоите ученици се толку срекни со толку...
That is a fact. If you're actually Krishna conscious, you'll be like a sun planet walking around Skopje, you see.
Тоа е факт. Ако сте свестни за Кришна, ќе бидете како сонце до кое ше...
In fact, one time in Miami, in Florida, in the USA,
еднаш во Майами, во Флорида, Соединените држави,
it's a famous place where all the airplanes come from South America and many drug smugglers try to get cocaine through the airport, see, in their luggage.
Славно место на кое долетуваат сите авиони од Јужна Америка и тука се обидуваат чверцери на дрога да прошверцуваат дрога во багажот.
Actually, they inspected our luggage today when we crossed the border. They didn't find anything. But anyway, one man, he thought he was a drug smuggler, you see.
He was
a drug smuggler.
And then човек бил шверцер на дрога.
He thought, I will fool the customs officials, I'll get in without being caught. I'll get a saffron dhoti and a kurta. I'll shave my head, put on neck beads and put tilak on.
And
they would never suspect that I'm a drug
smuggler.
But the customs officials in Miami, they've seen many real Hare Krishnas who are so effulgent and bright faced.
No, the police na aerodromu v Miami videli mnogo Hare Krishna koji sita nasmejani i so pozareni lica.
They took one look at this drug smuggler. He wasn't bright faced. He wasn't effulgent.
Go pogledale jedna švercerot videla to ne je sjajan.
They said you're dressed like a Hare Krishna, but you're obviously not a Hare Krishna. Something suspicious about you. They opened his bags and sure enough it was full of so many illegal drugs and they caught him and arrested him. So if you're actually Krishna conscious, then you're like a brilliant sun planet walking around Skopje, you see. That is the sign of being Krishna conscious. You're always jolly and bright
faced.
So, if you would like to learn this art, we are here to teach you. I've come all the way from America to teach you the secrets of how to achieve unlimited happiness.
И ако сакате да научите таа уметност, ние сме тука да учиме, да дојдов дури од Америка, да ви
By becoming 100% absorbed in Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day.
Како да станете 24 часа абсорбирани во свесноста за Кришна секој ден?
Whether you're living in an ashram,
da li živete u ashram,
or you're living at home,
ili doma, nevažno.
You can achieve the same state of pure bliss.
Može da dostignete isto nivo na čisto blaženstvo.
So anyone who'd like to have a personal meeting with me while I'm here, you also can come. I'll be staying with Bhavana Prabhu.
Sakati lično susreo sa mene, ja se vidim kod Bhavana Prabhu.
So if you want to have an appointment to meet with me, you're welcome.
Sakati se ostanak sa mene.
I'll be here all day tomorrow.
Tuga sam cijel dan utri.
But after that, I'm going back to Sofia.
Potom se vraćam u Sofia.
One day only, tonight and tomorrow, and that's it.
Danas i utre, toliko.
So if you want to have a darshan, then by all means, step forward right away. But now I would like to ask you, if you, any of you have some questions.
I have a question. When you said, I heard so many times about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, who, when he wakes up and before he goes to sleep, he beats with the shoes his mind. And I don't understand completely how could he do this.
What is she saying?
She heard this about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati beating.
I'm hard of hearing. So.
She heard many times this story of Bhaktisiddhanta beating his mind 100 times before sleeping
and
waking up, but she doesn't understand
what it actually means.
Yeah, how can be a bit too
much. Yes, yes.
Значи, прашањето е за тепањето на умот, нели? Како всушност тоа може?
Yeah, actually the mind is subtle, you can't even touch it. So how could you do that? One could ask that question.
Бидејќи умот е суптилен, не може да го допрете, како ќе го тепате?
That means you have to always remind yourself that you're a fool.
Значи дека мора секогаш да се подсетувате дека сте будала.
In fact, even Lord Chaitanya was told by his spiritual master that he was a fool.
Дури духовниот учител му кажал на Господ Чајтања дека е будала.
His guru told him, "You are such a fool. You are not qualified to study Vedanta."
Него ти си толку будала што не си квалификуван да чуваш Веданта.
Therefore, there's no hope for you except chanting Hare Krishna. So if you can always remind yourself, morning, you know, hundreds of times that you're a fool and that you have no hope except chanting Hare Krishna, then that's the proper way to do
it.
Always remember, you're a fool, number one. And your only hope is to take shelter of Guru and Krishna and chant the holy name.
Единствено надеште е да побереш за солнцето кај Гуру и да се европееш се тој има.
Not your mind.
Тоа не е умот.
Next question.
Следно прашање.
Any other question? Yes.
Sometimes in our spiritual life, we get some obstacles. Some unpleasant things happen to us, but these things kind of are lowering our enthusiasm and will to serve, and you know. So, what attitude should we have in these times?
Sometimes we meet with obstacles in our spiritual life which influence our enthusiasm or willing to serve. So what should we do in such circumstances?
Yes. The answer is very simple.
You have
to be like an expert businessman. Whether the market is going up or down, he always is moving his business forward.
Дали берзата паѓа или расте, он бизнисот си го тера нагоре.
When the prices go up, he sells.
Кога цената ќе се зголеми, продава.
And when the prices go down, he buys.
Кога цената ќе падне, купува.
In that way, his business is always moving forward.
Така неговиот бизнес секогаш оди нагоре.
And also a sailor, one who is sailing the sailboat.
Како и морнарот кој нели плови со бродот.
It doesn't matter which way the wind is blowing, he can keep on track.
Неважно од каде дува ветерот, тој може да продолжи.
The wind can be coming from behind and pushing him, he can go.
Ветерот може да му дува од позади да го бутка, тој ќе оди.
And even if the wind is coming straight into him, opposing his motion, he can still use that wind to move forward.
Но дури и ако ветерот дува кон него, сепак тој може да го искористи ветерот да продолжи напред.
Did you know in sailing they can actually go they can go into a wind and move forward by a slight zigzag. They can go right into a wind and use the wind to move into the wind. Do you know that?
Не знам дали знаете кога ветерот дува спроти вас, тогаш може цицак да продолжите сепак да
летите. So you should learn a lesson from the expert businessman and from the sailor how no matter what is happening, good or bad, you can move forward in your Krishna consciousness.
Така од бизнисменот или морнирот може да научите што е да се случува да продолжите да летите во свесноста за.
There's a very nice verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam which gives you exactly the information you need.
Мена строфа чиме Бхагаватам која ви дава информацијата која ви треба.
Tatenu kampam su samikshamano bhunjana evadma kritang vipakam tadvagvapurvir vidadang namaste jiveta yomukti pade sadayabak. Which means, my dear Lord, those persons who are always awaiting your causeless mercy to be bestowed upon them,
мој Господ, оние кои секогаш очекуваат твојата беспричинска милост да им се укаже,
who continue suffering the reactions for their past misdeeds,
кои продолжуваат да страдаат од последиците на своите минати недела,
continually offering you respectful obeisances from within the innermost core of their hearts,
продолжуваат да ти одаваат почит од длабочината на своето срце,
are certainly eligible candidates for liberation.
Секако се достојни кандидати за ослободување.
Indeed, it has become their rightful claim.
Сушност тоа им станало природно право.
So when you experience some obstacle, some difficulty,
и така кога сочувате со некоја пречка или тешкотија,
some devastating condition or some, you know, very inauspicious situation,
некоја разорна ситуација или неповолна многу околност,
you know what's happening to you?
Знаете ли што ви се случува?
You're burning off some of your past misdeeds.
Нешто од минатите.
Said instead of saying, Krishna, why are you doing this to me?
Значи место да прашате Кришна зошто ми го правиш ова?
You should say, Krishna, thank you for relieving me from my past misdeeds by putting me in this hellish condition.
Може да кажете, Кришна, благодарам што ме ослободуваш од овие минати недела, ставајќи ме во оваа пеколна состојба.
I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. You see, that person is already situated in transcendence. You understand my point? You have to see the hand of Krishna in everything, good and bad. As soon as you do that, there's nothing bad you'll ever experience ever again. Everything will be good. Everything good. So now you practice this art. And the material nature, if you practice this art as I've explained it to you, the material nature will never be able to touch you ever again. So try that. You'll like it. Next question.
Едно
прашање.
За пример, со бахте седанта, ја почнуле да схватам дека е треба ние да вежбаме понизност. Меѓутоа тоа е лесно кога си со бахтите или у темпел, меѓутоа кога идеш на работа, не знам баш колку таа практика може да биде на твоја страна. Тоа кармите може да го злоупотребат. Или кој е правилниот начин на кој ќе треба да се делува кога идеш на работа?
In the example you mentioned with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, as far as I could understand, it is meant for us to learn humility. And that seems to be easy when we are with devotees or in the temple, but when we go to work, the humility may not be so, how to say, visible or...
proper shape.
Yeah, so... what should be the proper attitude in such circumstances?
Well, do you have a boss at work?
имаш шеф на работа.
You have to be pretty humble to take these classes.
Пред шефът мора да си понизна.
Huh?
You don't have parents.
Her parents are her bosses.
Oh. Are they Krishna conscious at all?
Дали си свестна за Кришна?
You gotta be pretty humble to deal with non-devotee parents, too.
Мора и прилично понизам да си соб родители, кои не са свестни за Кришна.
Not exactly always, you know, encouraging your Krishna consciousness.
Не охребруваат баш секој кој е свестен за Кришна.
Gotta be really expert.
Мора да си много вешт.
To deal with them and keep a cool head, you know.
За да се справиш со нив.
So I think it's you had a good opportunity to learn humility even with your parents, working with your parents.
Ладна глава и може е тоа добра можност да научиш понизност дури и со родителите.
Humility means offer all respect to others without expecting any respect for yourself.
Понизност е да може да почит на сите без да очекуваш почит за себе.
So how much do you do that with your parents?
Колку го правиш тоа со родителите?
Not much.
Не е долго.
So you have a great opportunity to learn humility just working with them.
Значи имаш голема можност да научиш понизност работејќи со нив.
Can't do it, huh?
Neither.
Well, it's up to you. You have a good chance.
От тебе зависи, имаш добра прилика.
In the Gita, Krishna says, the austerity of the body is to offer respectful obeisances to your mother and father.
Гита вели дека строгост за телото да одаваш понизна почит на мајка си.
When Brahmananda and Gargamuni's mother came to the initiation ceremony at 22nd Avenue,
кога мајката на Гаргамуни и Брамананда дојде на
Шрила Прабхупада ordered them to bow down at the feet of their mother and offer obeisances.
Шрила Прабхупада им рече да одат почит на стопалата на мајка им.
So he was teaching them how to be humble in relation with their own non-devotee mother.
Што ги поучуваше како да понизни во однос со своите мајки кои не се бакти.
So you have a good opportunity working with your parents.
Имаш добра можност работејќи со своите родители.
You have to be strong in your Krishna consciousness.
Мора да бидеш силна во свесноста за Кришна.
And if he's trying to talk you out of it.
Може да се обидат да те разубедат од свесноста за Кришна.
Next question.
Друго прашање.
How did you come in contact with Krishna consciousness?
Како дојдов јас во доприсна свесност за Кришна?
You have 2 or 3 hours? I'll try to make it as brief as I can.
Ќе се видам да го скратам колку што може.
Because I have to go back in 2 days. I'll try to squeeze it down. Basically, I grew up in a situation where it was very clear that I was miserable.
And
it's very clear that my parents didn't know how to make me happy.
Беше јасно дека родителите не знаеа како да ме направат среќен.
And it's very clear that my professors at the university and my religious, the minister at the church, no one could tell me how to become happy.
И професорите на училиште и свештениците во црква никој не знаеше како да ми каже како да станам среќен.
But then I heard there was these people in India who achieved a state of self-realization. They became spiritually enlightened. They achieved unlimited happiness.
Потоа слушнав дека има некои луѓе во Индија кои достигнале состојба на самопознание и на духовна среќа, духовно осветление.
I went on a quest to how to become spiritually enlightened.
Јас појдов во потрага како да станам духовно.
I would go to this guru, to that guru, to this book, to that book. I tried so many things.
Одев кај овој гуру, кај овој гуру, оваа книга, онаа книга, многу работи испробав.
I got one, and nothing worked. I got one book, it said, you're actually God. But right now, you're just playing hide and go seek with yourself.
Сега си прави жмурка со себе си.
So just come out of hiding and be God again.
Ама излази, не се кривеки и стани си Бог пак.
So I tried it and it was actually pretty good.
Yeah. Јас се обидов и добро ми идеше.
For two or three days and then it went pretty sour after that.
Два три дена и после па се скисали.
So I tried so many things to be happy, you see.
И се обидов многу нешта за да станам среќен.
I went to one guru, he said, we are all avatars. So, what to do?
И што да се прави?
But finally, I was blessed. One friend, he came to my house one evening. This was in Denver, Colorado, in the fall of 1968.
И еднаш еден мој пријател дојде кај мене дома.
A very dear friend, his name was Patrick Dolan. He came to my apartment and he introduced me to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And I found one poster of Radha and Govinda in one gift store in downtown Denver. And I brought it home and I made an altar.
Во Денвер ја донесов дома и направив алтар.
I didn't even know there was a Hare Krishna movement yet.
Се уште не знаев дека има Hare Krishna движење.
But I was chanting Hare Krishna and worshiping Radha and Krishna.
Но пеев Hare Krishna и божував Radha и Krishna.
And I didn't know what to do with my life. All I knew was that this chanting took me to a new dimension.
И не знаев што да правам со животот, но знаев дека ова
And I didn't want to be a part of the material world. So I thought, well, I would go to India and just be a mendicant, you know, a sadhu in India for my whole life. So I was on my way to India, heading east to New York to work my way on a freighter to India.
What?
Freighter means you can get a job on a freighter. Just like Kirtanananda and Hayagriva, they got a job in the Jaladuta and they went to India for free by working on the freighter.
Значи, планот ми беше од Нјујорк да се вработам на некој карго брод и така да стигнам до Индија.
So I was heading to New York to get a job on a freighter to work my way to India.
Значи, одев до Нјујорк да најдам работа на таков.
But then something inside told me, no, you're going the wrong direction.
Нешто во мене ми кажа одиш во погрешна насока.
You should go to San Francisco instead.
Треба да подеш во Сан Франциско.
So I hitchhiked to San Francisco.
Стопирав до Сан Франциско.
To the famous park, Golden Gate Park.
До славниот Golden Gate Park.
And what did I see?
И што видов?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, the Hare Nam party.
Hare Nam group of them.
So gradually I understood that this Krishna consciousness was the actual means of achieving spiritual perfection. I became convinced that there would be nothing more beautiful and wonderful that I could ever do with my life than to totally give it to Srila
Prabhupada.
I fully surrendered to Srila Prabhupada as my eternal spiritual master even before I ever saw him.
Just
by hearing about him from his followers.
Просто слушајќи за него од неговите следбеници.
That was in the spring of 1971.
Тоа беше пролетта 71.
So ever since that time, I remained completely loyal to my beloved Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada.
Од тогаш, се до денес сум сосема лојален на мојот сакан.
And I'm trying to do everything I can until my last dying breath.
И се видам да сторам се што можам до својот последен здив.
To revolutionize this entire planet.
Да направиме револуција во цела оваа планета.
With Krishna Bhakti.
So Krishna Bhakti.
So you kindly take advantage of this movement.
И затоа искористите во ова движење.
Make your life successful.
направете в живота успешно.
Fully surrender yourself to Guru and Krishna and do not come back to this rotten hellhole.
Подпълно предавате се на Гуру и Кришна, не се врагате в ова, в ова и пекло.
Is that okay?
Дупка. Може?
Да. Hare Krishna. So, anything else?
Още нещо?
Yes. You? Yes. Pandari Krishna.
Well, I might be a bit boring going back to my favorite topic, but your story about Prabhupada times and the questions about going to work and stuff. Well, I'm thinking, isn't our moon going through a different period now? In old days, there was no such big...
The key is you just got to get back in the same mood. And that's the key. If you think there's a different mood, then you're in the wrong mood.
Yeah.
You just got to find a way to reconnect with the original mood established by Prabhupada. That's
all.
And you have to learn that from someone who actually knows what that mood is. That's why the Prabhupada disciples are a very important asset for ISKCON.
Right now.
We're dying off one by one, you see. Now I'm 60 years old. How much longer will I live? I don't know.
60 more. 60 more.
Thank you for the blessing. Point is, the same, let's get in that same mood that Prabhupada established by his presence. Let that mood become there. All we have to do is re-manifest that original mood. It's there. It's right there in the ether because Prabhupada is here in this room right now, okay?
Че мора повторно да го правим истото разположение кое Шила Прабхупад говорил, бидејќи тоа е тука во етер, бидејќи Шила Прабхупад е тука во
етер. All you have to do to get that mood that Prabhupada gave us, his original disciples, is have strong faith in his orders. That's all you need, nothing else.
И се што ви треба за тој изворно разположение.
Яше деве прабхактир тата деве тата гуру. Tasyaite hyatitar prakashante mahatmana. That third line always gets me. But for those who have unflinching faith in the instructions of Krishna and Guru, all the imports of Vedic knowledge become totally manifested.
За ним им се разоткрива смислата на световетко знаење.
If you have strong faith, you can move Mount Meru.
Ако имаш силна вера, можеш да придвижиш и планината Меру.
Prabhupada instilled great faith in the devotees that they could go out into all corners of the world and revolutionize this planet.
Prabhupada имал силна вера во бхактите, кои може да отидат во секој.
You simply have to have that same faith. Then we have to have that same faith.
That's all.
So my point was that Prabhupada made facilities for devotees to live in communities so that they don't go out and waste their energy outside. So that seems to be the difference nowadays.
Поинтот на мене е што Прабхупад направил заедници во кои бхактите би можеле да живеат да не ја трошат енергијата надвор, тоа е поинаку денес.
Прабхупад said that it would happen, there would be a day when, see in the beginning we were all living in the ashrams, everyone.
Во почетокот сите живеевме во ашрами, сите.
If you didn't live in the temple, you were a non-devotee, that's all.
Ако не живееш во храм, не си бхакта.
That it was really a cut and dry thing. You're in the temple, or you're out of the temple, that's all. You're out of the temple, you must be in Maya. But that's not a very practical model for making the whole world Krishna conscious. Prabhupada told Jayapataka Swami that there would be a day when all people would be all over in the houses Krishna conscious, outside of the temple.
Шо Прабхупад му каже на Джайапатака с вами, че дойде ден, кога луѓето секаде во своите домови.
So that is actually an expansion of our movement, you see, that we've expanded out now. We have ashrams and we have huge membership living outside the temple who are very actively practicing and preaching Krishna consciousness.
Што е експанзија на нашето движење? Сега имаме ашрами и огромно членство кои живее надвор.
In the beginning, we just had a few hundred devotees.
Применува и проповеда свесноци за Кришна.
Now, in every city, we have a few hundred devotees, at least.
А сега во секој град имаме барем стотина.
You see, now, I mean, it's so much bigger now than it used to be.
Сега движењето е многу поголемо од порано.
The number of devotees you have in Sofia, that used to be the whole movement at one time.
Бројот на вакти кои имате во Софија, кои имате во Софија, тоа беше
целото
движење некогаш, искон цел.
So it is expanded out now all over the world.
Сега се проширени сиот свет.
So how did, you may say, well, I'd like to have a facility for full-time preaching, right?
Може да кажеш да би сакале да имаме погодности за full-time.
Then take the same mood that those early pioneers had in Krishna facilitating.
Тогаш треба би треба истото расположение на тие пионери од почетокот и Кришна ќе ви го овозможи тоа.
If you want to be a full, if you want to do full-time preaching, just throw you, you know, just throw yourself into it and let Krishna cover your needs.
Ако сакаш full-time да проповедаш, фрли се во тоа и Кришна, осте Кришна ти ги задоволи потребите.
That's what I did.
Тоа јас го направив.
It works, Krishna. If you completely put yourself at the mercy of Krishna and fully dedicate yourself to preaching 24 hours a day, he will cover for you.
Ако потпуно му се предадете на милоста на Кришна и се посветите 24 часа дневно на проповедање.
Намдашчинтаяномам ејжана прајупасете тејшам ничибијуктанам йогачемам вахам яхам. For those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form.
Оние кои ме обожуваат со исклучително посветеност коментираат на мојот трансцендентален облик.
Whatever they have, I take good care of it.
Се грижам за се што имаат.
And whatever they're lacking, I personally deliver to their home.
И се што им недостасува, лично им го носам дома.
You just have to have complete, total, exclusive devotion. You have no object of affection other than the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna.
Треба само потпуна исклучителна посветеност да немате друго за солништво освен во своите стапала на Господ Кришна.
You simply have to have exclusive bhakti.
Треба само таква непоматена бхакти.
And then Krishna will give you the whole world to engage in his service.
И потом Кришна ќе ви даде целиот свет да го вклучите во служење за него.
What is the difficulty?
Што е тука тешко?
The only difficulty is your lack of Krishna consciousness.
Единствената тешкотија е повод на достаток на свесност за Кришна.
You're trying to blame it on this devotee, this situation, that situation, but I'm telling you, it's simply your own lack of Krishna consciousness, that's all.
Може би ќе го обвиниш овој бакта, овој бакта, оваа ситуација, оваа ситуација, но јас ти велам тоа се должи само на твојот недостиг на свесност за Кришна.
Simply go to the volume control and turn it up all the way.
Значи оди на контролата за звук.
You know what I mean? Not
пушти го до крај.
Your Krishna consciousness volume, turn it up all the way, crank it up, max it up.
Значи силината на свесноста за Кришна свртија до најако.
Keep it maxed up.
И нека стои на најако.
Max it up so much that the whole world can hear it.
Нека биде толку гласно целиот свет да може да чуе.
That is called preaching.
Тоа се нарекува проповедање.
Preacher means he's trying to spark off the spiritual revolution on this planet.
Проповедник значи некој кој се обидува да почне духовна револуција на планетата.
That's what it means to be a preacher.
Тоа значи да се биде проповедник.
Any other question?
Што некој прашање?
So everybody is completely satisfied now.
So this is sega celosno zadovoljen.
There's no further. Everyone's all the obstacles now are removed in your pathway.
See the prečki su sega ternati.
You're ready to go forward in pure bhakti mood now for all of eternity.
Sega do kraja na večnosti vo čisto raspoloženje na bhakti ste spremni da produžite.
With no regrets.
bezkrajne.
That, oh, I could have enjoyed the material world, but now I've given it.
Ach, možno dužemo materiálny svet, kam ho ostavím.
I could have been a big, big materialist, but now I'm in the Hare Krishna chanter.
Možno da vidim golem materialist, ale sega sam Hare Krishna mantrač.
All right. So I thank you very much.
Veľa mnohu.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Now I do have on the e-course, on the internet, I mean to say, I have a free e-course. Anybody on my e-course here and not signed up for my e-course? Yeah, there's one. So every day you get something in your email, something in nice Krishna consciousness. We have samples of questions and answers. People are writing me. I have 8,000 people signed up for it. So every day I'm getting all kinds of interesting questions. So I will post sample questions and answers every day from my correspondence, and also give what's called thought for the day and give some photographs from my traveling and preaching. So anybody who'd like to be signed up, just come up and get a card.
Znači imam elektronski kurs na internet koji svakodnevno.
You're also free if you want to write me personally. You can write on my email address here. You can write me with any questions you have.